had it in his mind that the package holiday idea was in his mind of how to bring people over here. You know, and the whole thing would be in a package, but he never did anything about it. But Jack Wilson, down at Port Erin, you know, the Port Erin hotels, he started doing that sort of thing, didn't he?
When would he have started?
Jack? Oh, maybe 15 years ago. I think he'd probably be the first one. And he was very keen on that idea of picking people up where they lived in the town in England and putting them on a coach and bringing them to the boat, and everything would be done for them, you know. And that was always at the back of my father's mind, but he never did anything. I don't suppose you could have done in those days. But they put up with an awful lot, the people in those days. I mean, they're coming over on the boat, which was sort of absolutely packed, you know. They never seemed to mind.
And you mentioned the bathrooms. How many bathrooms would there be per bedroom, do you think?
Oh, how many bathrooms? I think we had about 8 bathrooms for the hotel. Nobody wanted a bath. We never had any grumbles about it. I mean, they went across to the sea and had a swim. That was what they did.
So would most people only stay for a week, or would they be for 2 weeks?
I'd probably say the majority for 2 weeks. About 2 weeks, I'd say, probably. As I say, nobody, very, very rarely, certainly not in the height of the summer, nobody could come in the middle of the week. Fridays, yes, and Sundays, possibly, but not in the middle of the week, because otherwise you had the room empty.
I even heard some landladies kept the bathroom locked.
Yeah, I don't think we did that. I don't think, I'm sure we didn't do that. Well, I could imagine so, yes. Yes. But they didn't mind. I mean, people would not these days sleep in the rooms going right along the promenade. You know, the back rooms. I mean, they'd just take one look and they'd say, I'm sleeping there.
Can you tell me what they were like? What were the best rooms like, and what would the difference between a best room and a back room be?
Well, that's a best room. That was a best room, which was very pleasant, you see, at the front of the hotel.
A double bed and double a bay bed, window.
Bay window, quite large. That would be, now at the back, it would be about half the size, and my father always kept twin beds. Girls could sleep in a double bed. Boys were not allowed to sleep in a double bed. Boys slept in twin beds. So at the back of the hotel, there would be the rooms with the twin beds and double beds as well. But they were small and dark. You just looked out on the cliff, or you looked out at the... See, my father always said that the whole promenade is built the wrong way round. That whereas they had the front here and the wings going back, they should have had the back there and the wings coming forward, so that everybody would have had a sea view. But of course, you know, I mean, nobody ever did that.
Was he always having ideas for improvements?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah.
What sort of things did your family do that other landladies didn't do in terms of improvements and making things run better and ideas?
Well, probably not very much at all. Probably things like always having waiters. We had no waitresses. Everything was pretty... I mean, I had friends sort of all along the promenade, and everybody ran it pretty well the same way.
Why did you choose to have waiters instead of waitresses?
Because that was a done thing. That was a thing. That was how a top-class hotel would have run. That was my father's idea, you know. And that's the way it would have been done by choice, sort of thing. You see, in the smaller places, the waitresses would double up as chambermaids, which we didn't need to do because, you know, it was big enough. But that was... And he thought waiters looked nicer, I think.
Did they cost more?
Probably a little bit more, but, I mean, nobody costs very much. I mean, I always remember I did the wages book, and the average wage for someone would be £4 a week.
What, in about the 1940s, 50s?
40s, probably. Late 40s.
And how did that change as the years went on, when staff became harder and you had to pay more?
I can't really remember. I don't think... I mean, compared with these days, they got a pittance. You know,
what would you have been paying them by the 60s, do you think, a week?
I can't honestly remember. Probably about I really can't remember. I wouldn't like to say because I can't remember.
That's fine.
It's not long ago that I threw the old wages book out. But they relied quite a lot on they got quite good tips. The waiters especially would get good tips. But they were quite happy just to come and work, and they got a roof over their heads and they got food and they had every afternoon or every evening off, and you know, I think they enjoyed it.
Did your family have a policy on tipping? Did they take some of them, or did they just let the staff?
No policy whatsoever. Certainly you could not have put 10% on. No way. You know. But I know the chambermaids did quite well out of it, and the waiters certainly did well out of it, and the kitchen staff were paid more, because they didn't get anything out of it. There was no such thing. Everybody kept their own tips. You didn't put it in a pot or anything like that. But I wouldn't go back to it.
So the hotel would have been all electric and fairly modern when he bought it. When you were knocking through the other buildings to make your set of eight
rooms, yeah.
Were there things that were old-fashioned that had to be changed? Or
I can't remember. I'd only be about 5 or 6 in those days, if that. So I can't remember. But in the brochure, it does say that everything is all electric. So there must have been places that weren't. But these, I must go soon. I've got to get my granddaughter. This is a
you mentioned a staff dance on one of these. No, something that would happen once a year? Or
no, this wasn't a staff dance. This was that was a wedding reception that my brother did. This is all Douglas Bay Hotel. Mm. Now, you can take that. That's just for the prices. That was the total bill for 20 people, I think it was.
£6.17.
That was the total bill. And this was a supper that my brother did for... Have you heard of Fleece's? Well, Fleece's staff dance. And that was going to be 2 and 6 pence each.
Just remind me what business Fleece's, they were the...
ice cream.
That's right.
And cafes.
So this is December, so this is... The winter staff.
Yeah, and it looks as though it didn't start until... That was what it did in those days, 11 o'clock until 3.30.
A.M.
Yeah.
There's huge letters on the front of the Alexander.
Oh, that was a neon sign. Yes, that was a neon sign.
Must have cost a bit. Well, thank you very much indeed for sharing some of your memories. It must have been one of the largest hotels on the island.
Oh, yes, I think it probably was.
It's very kind of you to tell us about it.
Oh, I'm very pleased to help.
Thank you.